弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
现在是读经的时间。
Time to read our verses for today.
今天的经文在以弗所书第四章第七节到第十一节。
The verse for today is from a book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 7 to 11.
我们一起来念这几节经文。
Let's read this together.
我们先念中文，然后请谁弟兄来念英文。
I'll read Chinese first, then I'll read English.
第七节，我们一起。
我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift.
第八节，所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌。将各样的恩赐赏给人。
Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men.
既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？
In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower region, the earth?
那降下的就是远生诸天之上要充满万有的。
He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
And he gave the apostles,the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
在天父主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
谢谢你在耶稣基督里面拯救了我们。
I thank you to save us from in Jesus Christ.
让我们成为主耶稣身体的一部分。
So that we can become a part of you.
成为神家中的儿女。
Become your children.
成为神的神家中的弟兄姊妹。
Become brothers and sisters in God's family.
也感谢主，你赐下各样属灵的恩赐。
We thank you, God, to bestow the spiritual gifts among us.
让我们可以来按照你的心意服侍你。
So that we can serve you better. According to your vision.
共同建造主的身体。
Together we build and grow your body.
求主。今天你的圣灵亲自来教导你自己的真理。
We pray you teach us through the Holy Spirit about the truth in the Bible.
让我们的教会可以按照你的心意来成长。
So that we can grow according to you.
一切荣耀都归给你。
All the glory to you.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵得胜的名。
Pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，我们可以继续的来传讲以弗所书的信息。
Thank you, Lord. We can continue to preach about a message from the book of Ephesians.
我们之前围绕着以弗所书四章四到六节的七个一，讲了教会合一的基础。
Previously, we have been discussing about the seven ones from chapter 4, verse 4 to 6.
教会的合一就是三位一体的真神亲自所做成的工作。
The unity of church is the work done.By God, who is three persons in one.
而这样的合一，是神所赐下的，也是教会要竭力保守的。
This is the unity that God has given us, and also the church is need to be eager to maintain.
那么从第四章七到十六节呢，保罗接下来回答这样一个问题。
From the chapter 4, verse 7 to 16, Paul answered the following question.
那么这几节。还是继续用身体来比喻教会。
Still comparing body parts, body organs to church.
那么问题就是，教会作为基督的身体，一个活的有机体，如何成长并保守合一呢
？The question is that as a Christ body, church as a Christ body, a living organism, how do we grow in unity?
这个答案就是，这也是神的工作。
The answer is this is also work done by God.
那么今天我们要来看的经文就是七到十节，就是首先讲耶稣基督先赐下各样的属灵恩赐，让教会可以保守合一。
Today we are talking about verse 7 to 10, which is that Jesus Christ will give the spiritual gifts to among us so that we can maintain unity.
这个第七节呢，它在原文当中是用一个但是开始的。
The verse 7 start with the word but.
中文的和合本里面没有把这个但是翻出来。
The Chinese New International Version did not interpret this but.
但英文标准译本翻出来了。
However, it appears in English Standard Version.
这个但是呢，其实放在那里更好。
So it's better to have this but.
这个表明啊，保罗的论述有一个转折。
It means they are change in Paul's explanation.
从第四节到第六节，重点放在教会整体的合一，到第七节以下，转到合一的另一面。
From verse 4 to 6, the emphasis is on unity of the church. And from, starting from verse 7, it turned to a different perspective of unity.
也就是在合一的教会当中，各个人所得恩赐的丰富多样。
It is in the unity of church, everyone has different type of spiritual gifts given by God.
就是从第四到第六节的整体，转到第七节到第十六节的这个个人。
From the whole, that verse 1 to 6, we're talking about two individuals, that verse 7 to 16 we're talking about.
我们继续来看第七节当中讲到我们个人蒙恩。
Let's continue and discuss verse 7, where it talks about individual has spiritual gifts and grace.
这个个人呢，在希腊原文里面特别又多加了一个字，就是把这个每一个人这一点突出出来。
Everyone in the quote, everyone in the original Greek.Text has a deeper meaning, which is everybody.
这是保罗在这里要来强调教会成员的个体。
Paul here wants to emphasize the individual, individuals in the church.
每一个弟兄姊妹都是领受神恩赐的对象。
Every one of the brothers and sisters is will be receiving the gift from God.
我们每一个人信主的时候。神就赐给我们每个人都有恩赐。
When everyone of us accepting Christ, God has given His spiritual gifts to every one of us.
而且恩赐各不相同。
And those spiritual gifts are all different.
这是保罗在这里要强调的。
And this is what Paul has emphasized here.
也就是说，教会的合一并不意味着整齐划一，消灭个性，没有分别。
So the unity of church does not mean.That there is no uniqueness, there is no difference.
就像身体的各个器官，彼此是合一、互相合作、互相配搭的。
Just like different organs on human body, the organs are working together, cooperating together.
但是呢，各个器官又是不一样的。
But different our organisms are different.
各有不同的设计和功能。
And each of them has different functions and designs.
我们接着看第七节的这个蒙恩和恩赐这两个字。
Now continue with verse 7, and the point is grace and gift.
这里讲的这个恩典啊，神赐下的恩典、恩赐，比普遍的恩典和救恩更加的具体。
The grace and gift.That were addressed here is more specific than the universal gift and grace.
这里呢，是指赐给教会众弟兄姊妹的属灵恩赐。
The gift here is means the spiritual gift and grace given to brothers and sisters in church.
就是能够让个人完成神所托付的，教会服事和神国使命的才能和职分。
And the purpose here is to have brothers and sisters.Have the ability to be able to serve the Lord in the kingdom of God.
就在这个第四章的十一节，保罗就列了五种这样的恩赐。
In chapter 4, verse 11, there are five different gifts.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的， 有牧师和教士。
And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the shepherds and teachers.
那么在哥林多前书十二章里面举的例子就更多了。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there are much more examples.
在那一章的八节到十节，保罗举到这样这些例子。
From verse 8 to 10, there are the following examples from Paul.
有智慧的言语。
There is knowledge.
Utterance of wisdom.
Utterance of wisdom.
知识的言语。
Utterance of they are knowledge of wisdom.
Oh yes, utterance of knowledge, utterance of wisdom.
Okay.
也有信心的恩赐。
And the faith of spirit, of the gift, gift of faith.
有医病的恩赐。
The gift of curing.
行异能的恩赐。
The gift of
Miracles.
Okay.
做先知的恩赐。
The gift of being prophet.
辨别诸灵的恩赐。
The gift of differentiating good and bad.
方言的恩赐。
The gift of dialogues.
翻方言的恩赐。
The different the gift of interpretation.
那么这些例子呢，也都没有把所有上帝所赐的恩赐列完。
However, those are just does not include all the gifts from God.
神根据他自己的意思，也根据教会的需要，会赐下各种不同的恩赐。
God will give, bestow gifts among us according to what the church needs.
那么神赐下这些恩赐的目的，不是为了荣耀个人。
The purpose of those gifts are not to glorify individuals.
它是为了教会整体的成长和成熟。
But for the growth of church as a whole.
所以我们看到了这个以弗所书四章十二到十六那个时候，又从这个个体得恩赐回到了整体的建造。
So that in chapter 4 verse 12 to 16, we see it's from the gifts of individuals to the church as a whole.
比如说四章十二节说，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
For example, chapter 4 verse 12, to equip the saints for the work of ministry.For building up the body of Christ.
十六节说，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Verse 16, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love.
所以最后这些恩赐都是为了教会整个合一，和成长。
So the gifts, at the end, the gift is all for the growth, of church.
好，那我们，来看哈，今天要讲的内容的重点，就是所赐的教会所得的恩赐的源头是在耶稣基督。
So the emphasis for today is the origin of, the gift, which is Jesus Christ.
我们先看这个第七节的下半部分。
Let's look at the second part of the verse 7.
他说到这些恩赐赐下来呢，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
The verse given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift.
所以这里说照基督所量给个人的，也就是说基督是标准。
So here it says, according to the measure of Christ's gift, which means Christ is the standard.
这恩赐赐给谁，给多少，都由基督来掌管，来定夺，因为他是教会的创造者和教会的头。
Who receive the gifts and how many gifts are determined by Christ, because Christ is the head of church.
哥林多前书十二章十一节也告诉我们，这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11, all these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills.
圣灵就是耶稣基督的灵，是同一位神，与基督心意完全一致。
The Holy Spirit, the Spirit from Jesus Christ, the same God, and has the same will. with Jesus Christ.
这也就是说，教会得到恩赐，都是照基督所量给个人，由圣灵运行，照神的意思分给个人。
Which means when church receives those gifts, as a gift from Jesus Christ, given to each one of us, each one of us according to what we need, and it's work done by Holy Spirit and distributed to every one of us.
那么基督如何能将这个恩赐赐下来呢？这是保罗在第八节跟第十节的解释。
So how did Christ bestow those gifts to each one of us? So Paul in verse 8 and 10 to 10 explains the reasons.
第八节到第十节这样说，所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。
Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower regions, the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things.
这三节的基本的意思就是，基督战胜了仇敌，俘虏了他们，然后将各样的恩赐赏给教会。
The basic meaning of the third verse is that Jesus Christ overcome all the enemies and bestow all the gifts to church.
保罗在第八节里面其实是引用了一句旧约诗篇68篇里面的经文。
In verse eight, Paul actually quoted.A verse from Psalm 68.
说明神早在基督道成肉身前1000年就预言了这件事情。
Which implies that God has prophesied this thing 1,000 years before Jesus Christ's incarnation.
本来呢，从第七节按逻辑来说，应该接到第十一节
了。Logically speaking, verse 7 need to be connected with verse 11.
因为第七节说。耶稣赐给我们各样的恩赐。
Because in verse 7, Christ have given us the different gifts.
顺理成章的应该到十一节说，他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音、有牧师和教师等等。
So it should be connected to verse 11, which is, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the prophets, the shepherds, and teachers, etc.
但是保罗在第八节 引用了这个诗篇六十八篇的经文，又在九到十节对所引的经文做了解释。
But Paul in verse 8 has quoted Psalm 68, so that in verse 9 to 10 he explains what it means.
所以他是打断了正常的叙述，加进去了这一段，第八到第十节。
So he added verse 8 to 10.In this logic order.
所以呢，我们看到圣经的编辑者就把第九到第十两节放在括号里。
So we see the editor of scripture has put verse 9 and 10 in the parentheses.
其实第八节也可以加在括号里。
Actually, verse 8 can also be put into the parentheses.
好，那我们来重点看一下第八到第十这三节，因为它虽然是加进去的叙述。但这三节正是对基督拯救工作的高超描述。
Let's look at verse 8 to 10. Even though those are added to the scripture, however, it is a superb explanation of the salvation done by Christ.
告诉我们基督如何得到权柄，可以赐下恩赐给我们。
Which tells us how Christ has the mighty power to give us gifts.
第八节是对应诗篇68篇18节。
Verse 8 is corresponding to Psalm 68, verse 18.
对于诗篇这一节，和合本的翻译如下。
The Chinese, a New International Version has the interpretation for Psalm 68, verse 18 as the following.
你已经升上高天，掳掠仇敌，你在人间，就是在悖逆的人间受了贡献，叫耶和华神可以与他们同住。
You ascended on high, leading a host of captives in your train. and receiving gifts among men, even among the rebellious, that the Lord God may dwell there.
这是描述神得胜俘虏的仇敌，从 他们那里得到了许多的战利品和贡物。
This is saying that God has the victory over the enemies, and also have captives, and also receive the tributes from the enemy.
古代的将军得胜之后，要举行凯旋式，领着军队游行，后面跟着被俘的敌人，并且展示许多的战利品，这是非常威风和荣耀。
In the ancient time, when the generals win a battle, they will have a parade, leading the army for this parade, and followed by the captives, and also show the spoils that went in the battle, which is very triumphant and glorious.
所以这个诗篇就在这里，把神当作得比作得胜的将军。
So Psalm here has been comparing the God with the victorious general.
那么保罗在以弗所书里面引用这节旧约经文，也是把基督比作得胜的将军，俘虏了仇敌。
So Paul quoted this verse from the Old Testament. He also to compare Jesus Christ to this victorious general and host the captives.
但我们也注意到，保罗并没有逐字的引用这节经文。
We also noticed that Paul did not quote this verse word by word.
他在以弗所书四章八节所写的和诗篇六十八十八，这节是有不同的。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 8 written by Paul is different from Psalm 68 verse 18.
首先他并没有引用整个的经节，就是说比如说在就是在悖逆的人间叫耶和华神可以与他同住，这部分呢保罗并没有引用。
Paul did not use some of the words. For example, Paul did not use quote even among the rebellious that the Lord God may dwell there.
在他引用了的部分也有两处最明显的不同。
There are also two obvious differences among the quote that Paul used.
第一就是诗篇里的第二人称你在保罗那里改成了他。
Number one, Paul has changed the second person you from the psalm to the third person he.
第二点也是更重要的一点，就是诗篇里是说受了贡献或者礼物，在保罗那里变成了将恩赐赏给人，一个是收进来，一个是给出去，显然是不一样的。
Also in Psalm it says, receiving the tribute and spoils. However, Paul changed to bestow the a gift among people. So one is to the Psalm is to receive. However, the Ephesians book of Ephesians is to give, which is totally different.
为什么保罗竟然不忠实地引用圣经呢？
So why did Paul unloyally use scripture?
有很多人给出了很多解释。
Many people have different explanations.
我认为比较合理的解释是，保罗本来就没有想再逐字逐句地照抄诗篇六十八篇第十八节。
I think the proper explanation is that Paul did not have the didn't even want to quote word by word.From Psalm 68, verse 18.
他是在总结整个六十八篇的经义，作为应验在基督身上的预言。
He's summarizing the main content of Psalm 68 to show the prophecy have been fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
我们来看整个诗篇六十八篇，大能的神胜过他的仇敌，赐恩给他百姓的主题是非常明显的。
We see that in Psalm 68.The topic of God has win overcome the enemies and gave his people gifts to his people is very obvious.
比如述说神的得胜在第一节跟到第二节。
For example, explaining the victory done by God from verse 1 to 2.
诗篇六十八篇一到二节，愿神兴起，使他的仇敌四散。叫那恨他的人从他面前逃跑，他们被驱逐如烟被风吹散，恶人见神之面而消灭，如蜡被火融化。
Psalm 68 verse 1 to 2. God shall arise, his enemies shall be scattered. and those who hate him shall flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so you shall drive them away, as wax melts before fire.
那么这诗篇又说到神赐恩给他的百姓，有不少的章节，比如第五节到第六节，神在他的圣所做孤儿的父，做寡妇的伸冤者，神叫孤独的有家，使被囚的出来享福，唯有悖逆的住在干燥之地。
Also, God has given gifts to his people. For example, verse 5-6, Father of the fatherless and the protector of widows is God in his only habitation. God settles the solitary in a home. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a parched land.
19-20, 天天背负我们重担的主，就是拯救我们的神，是应当称颂的。神是为我们施行诸般救恩的神，人能脱离死亡，是在乎主耶和华。
Verse 19-20, blessed be the Lord who daily bears us up. God is our salvation. Our God is a God of salvation, and to God the Lord belong deliverance and from death.
68篇的最后一节35节，神啊，你从圣所显为可畏，以色列的神是那将力量全能赐给他百姓的，神是应当称颂的。
Last verse of Psalm 68, verse 35. Awesome is God from his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He's the one who gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God.
所以诗篇六十八篇里面本来就有神赐恩给他百姓的内容。
So there is content that God has given gifts and grace to his people in Psalm 68.
而不仅仅说到神得到战利品和贡物。
Not just that God has received the spoils and tribute.
那么本来收到和给出去两种意思就有。
So there are the two different meanings, one's receiving, one's giving out.
所以呢，保罗和诗篇作者受同一位圣灵感动，保罗所写的和诗篇有同样的权威。
So Paul and the author of Psalm have the same feeling that whatever Paul wrote has the same authority with Psalm.
保罗把诗篇六十八篇的内容总结起来，以第三人称用在基督身上，告诉我们几点。
So Paul has summarized Psalm 68 and used the third person, telling us the following points.
首先，耶稣基督就是耶和华神，这是新旧约的。新约旧约同一位神。
So Jesus Christ is Jehovah our God. It's same God from Old Testament and New Testament.
第二点是，耶稣基督道成肉身，降在人间，胜过仇敌，升上高天，将恩赐赏给他的子民，就是教会。
Jesus Christ incarnate on this earth, descend to on the earth, overcome the enemies, raised to the heaven.And gave the spiritual gifts to his people, which is church.
那么保罗在第九到第十节进一步解释。
Paul further explains in verse 9-10.
第九节是一个反问句。
Verse 9 is a rhetorical question.
因为诗篇六十八篇说到神要升到天上，既然神本来就是在天上的。这不就说明神从天上降下来过吗？
Since Psalm 68 saying that God ascends to heaven, since God is already in heaven, does this not mean that God has been descent from heaven to yeah?
所以这个是很讲逻辑的，结论也是很肯定。
So it's very strict on the logic, and the conclusion is for certain.
对。神的确曾降到人间，就是耶稣基督道成肉身，死在十架上为人赎罪，胜过仇敌。
Yes, God has descended to this world. Jesus incarnate as a human body and died on the cross for atonement of our sins, overcoming enemies.
那么这里讲到神降下来，那是降到哪里呢？
Here it says descent. to lower regions. So where are the lower regions?
和本里说是地下。
New International Version saying is below the ground.
有人认为这个指的是人间阴间。
Some people saying this is hell.
那么他们就认为刚好这个跟彼得前书三章十八到二十节那里所讲的相呼应。
So those people saying that this meaning here is corresponding to First Peter chapter 3 verse 18 to 20.
因为彼得前书那里三章十九节讲到他借这灵曾去传道给那些在监狱里的灵听。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 19, in which he went and proclaimed the spirits in prison.
所以这种观点把彼得前书的相关经文解释成基督死后到复活之间的那段时间是他是在阴间向挪亚时代死去的人传道。
So the explanation here in First Peter is that is explaining that the period between Jesus died and before the resurrection, Jesus actually went below and to preach to the people from the Noah's time.
那么呢，他们也认为以弗所书第四章九节里面也是讲到基督一直降到阴间。
So this same people thinks that Ephesians chapter 4 verse 9 also means the same thing, that Christ had descended into hell.
我个人认为啊，这里以弗所书的四章九节，讲到这个地下，不必过太多的引申。
Personally speaking, I don't think we need to emphasize on the lower ground from Ephesians chapter 4 verse 9.
无论是从这个希腊文的文法还有本身上下文的意思来说，我们不能够肯定这里的意思一定是基督到了阴间。
Whether it's from the grammar of the original grammar meaning from the original Hebrew text, we cannot be sure that Jesus for sure come to hell.
这里中文的地下可以指与天上相对的地上。
In Chinese interpretation, the lower ground here can also mean on the earth, which is opposite to heaven.
不一定是地底下。
Not necessarily below the earth.
而就基督得胜仇敌而言，他在十字架上已经说成了。
In terms of Jesus Christ overcome the enemies, he said complete on the cross.
他死后三日按照神的计划和他自己的预言复活。
He resurrected after 3 days from his death according to God's plan.
已经击败仇敌和死亡。
He already conquered the death and overcome the enemies.
至于下到阴间去向那个死人传道，且不说这种解释本身有没有问题，这个耶稣基督在阴间可能的施工并不是他完成这个救恩事工的必要部分。
Whether Jesus descend to hell to preach is not that necessary part here in terms of the salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我认为这里九节的这个地下最多是讲到耶稣基督死后进到坟墓里面三天。
So I think that verse 9, lower ground here in verse 9 is JesusMost likely Jesus was in the tomb for 3 days.
也就是说他真真实实为人赎罪而死
了。 So for sure he died for our atonement.
而且的确死后三日复活了。
And for sure he resurrected after 3 days.
至于他在阴间有什么事工，因为圣经没有明说，我们也不必过多猜测。
Whether there are ministry from Jesus Christ in hell,There is no mentioning of this in scripture, so we don't have to guess.
那么基督得胜之后掳掠的仇敌又是指谁呢？
So after Jesus Christ win the battle, who are the captives hosted?
诗篇68篇里面讲到耶和华掳掠仇敌是具体有所指的。
In Psalm 68, the captives hosted by Jehovah our GodHave the specific meaning.
比如以色列人过红海时，埃及的追兵。
For example, the Egyptian army was chasing Israelis in the Red Sea.
以及后来的迦南列国等等。
Or the different countries in the land of Canaan.
而耶稣基督战胜的仇敌是罪恶、死亡和魔鬼。
So the enemies that Jesus Christ have overcome are death and sin and devil.
因为在这个以弗所书里面也讲到，与我们为敌的，并不是属血气的。
In Book of Ephesians, our enemy is not belong to flesh,
而是空中属灵气的那恶魔。
But from the evil spirit in heaven.
诗篇。
Yeah, evil spirit.
诗篇六十八篇里面，神帮助他的百姓摆脱外邦人的压制和捆绑，引领他们到蒙福之地。
In Psalm 68, God has helped his people to escape from suppression and the bondage from of the Gentiles and lead them to the world, to the land of blessed.
今天耶稣基督使我们脱离罪恶、死亡和魔鬼的压制，让我们进入神光明的国度，得到永远的生命。
So today, Jesus Christ has freed us from the sin, death, and the evil, the control of free sin and Satan, so that we can enter the kingdom of God.
这实在是好的无比的。
This is such a great blessing.
那最后，保罗又讲到基督被升高，充满万有。
Lastly, Paul mentioned that Jesus Christ had been raised up and his might fill all everything.
基督从死里复活之后，又升到天上。
Jesus Christ raised to heaven after resurrected from death.
正如腓立比书二章告诉我们的，他从天上降卑到人间，顺服父神以至于死。
Just like the book of Philippians chapter 2, Jesus Christ has descended to the earth, obey our God Heavenly Father, even death.
他从死里复活之后，升到父神右边，得到超乎万民之上的名。
He resurrected from death, raised to the right side of God, and have the name above all names.
而这里以弗所书四章十节又讲到基督升天之后充满万有。
Here, chapter 4, verse 10 also mentioned that Jesus Christ raised to heaven and his might fill everything.
这不仅是说到基督是神无所不在，更多的是说到他对万有都有权柄，掌管万有。
Not only here it mentions the omnipotent power of Jesus Christ, but also it also saying that Jesus is in authority of everything.
正如以弗所书第一章里面所讲的，凡是天上的、地上、地底下的，有一天都要在耶稣基督里面同归于一。
Just like a book of Ephesians chapter 1.Whether it's from heaven, earth, everything will belong to Jesus Christ.
也如马太福音二十八章十八节耶稣所说的，他说，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Just also like Matthew chapter 28 verse 18. Then Jesus came to them.I said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
当耶稣升天之前，他也应许他的门徒。
Before Jesus Christ raised to heaven, he promised his disciples.
他升天之后会降下圣灵。
He will bestow spirits from heaven.
与他们同在。
And those spirits will be with the disciples.
也正是通过圣灵。他赐下各样的恩赐
also,
给教会。
Also through those spirits, Holy Spirit, he bestowed those spiritual gifts to church.
而上帝这样的应许近日已经在教会当中成就。
A promise of Jesus Christ has accomplished, has been fulfilled in church today.
所以使徒保罗每讲到荣耀的基督和他伟大的工作时，想必都是心潮澎湃，激动不已。
So we can think of like every time when Paul,A disciple Paul was mentioning about the glory of Jesus Christ and great mission. He's very excited.
So, when he in 以弗所四章七节里面开始讲基督赐下恩赐的时候
when Paul was writing about the spiritual gifts bestowed by Jesus Christ in chapter 4 verse 7.
他就忍不住想到基督得胜凯旋的荣耀景象。
He has the image of Jesus Christ win the battle is very glorified, has the image of glorified.
所以就在第八到第十节引用诗篇六十八篇并加以进一步的说明。
So he used Psalm 68 in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 8 to 10.
那当我们想到基督的荣耀和他高超的工作的时候，我们的心是不是也被神的恩所感而激动呢？
So when we think about God's glory and mighty power, are we also touched and moved by God's grace?
我们当中还没有信主的朋友，你是否也想得到主耶稣各样的属灵恩赐呢？
For those who did not have not accepted Jesus Christ, would you like to would you like to have the spiritual gifts from Jesus Christ?
那么已经信主的弟兄姊妹，既然神已经赐下各样的恩赐，你们是否愿意来发现、发掘、锻炼和使用恩赐，造就教会，荣耀基督呢？
For those who already accept Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ already bestowed spiritual gifts among us, would you like to discover, exercise, and utilize those gifts and help the church grow?
求主来帮助我们。
We ask Lord to help us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
谢谢你在从天上赐下各样的恩赐给我们。
We thank you for giving us all the spiritual gifts from heaven.
让我们的生命可以改变。
So that our life can be changed.
让我们可以来服侍你，来荣耀你。
So that we can serve you and glorify.
让我们的生命有了完全不一样的目的和意义。
So our life can have a different meaning.
可以让我们工作的果效存到永恒。
So that we can have our fruit of our ministries be saved eternally.
这是何等大的一个赏赐。
This is such great blessing.
让我们这些在世上出现少时就不见的人竟然能够与你一起同工。
So the minimal people like us can work together with you.
主啊，就求你来帮助我们，让我们能够发现，并且运用我们的恩赐。
So we pray you to help us so that we can discover and utilize the gift given by you.
不是为了荣耀我们个人
，not to glorify ourselves，
而是为了建造教会
，but to help the church grow.
祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵得胜的。
Praise in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.